Thank you, Mr. President. Distinguished delegates, I'm grateful to be speaking to you on behalf of the Open Roboethics Initiative, ORI. The Open Roboethics Initiative is a think tank based in Canada that takes stakeholder-inclusive approaches to investigating roboethics issues. What should a robot do? What decisions are we comfortable delegating to robots? These are some of the questions we have been exploring in the domain of self-driving vehicles, care robots, as well as lethal autonomous weapon systems, or LAWs. I would like to share with you some of the key findings from a public opinion survey we conducted this year on the topic of LAWs. As the CCW continues its discussion of LAWs, I believe the distinguished delegates will find the results of our survey informative in moving the discussions forward, especially in consideration of the Martin's Clause that underscores the importance of the public's role in these discussions. While existing public opinion surveys on this topic have mainly been limited to English-speaking populations, our survey was launched in 14 different languages and have attracted over 1,000 responses from 54 countries. The following are some of our findings. In general, when our participants were asked to think from the perspective of an aggressor, 71% of our participants indicated that they would rather have their country use remotely operated weapon systems instead of LAWs when waging war. From the perspective of a target of aggression, a majority has also indicated that they would rather be under attack by remotely operated than autonomous weapon systems. When asked about international ban across different types of lethal autonomous weapons for missions on land, air, and sea, 67% of our participants indicated that all types of lethal autonomous systems should be internationally banned, while 14% said that none of such systems should be banned. When asked about the development and use of LAWs, 85% of our participants were not in support of using lethal autonomous weapons for offensive purposes. In addition, majority of our participants were also against the development of LAWs for both defensive and offensive purposes. Given a list of common reasons for supporting the development and use of LAWs, the most supported reason was to save human military personnel from physical harm of war. However, more participants indicated that there are no valid reasons for developing or using LAWs over a remotely operated alternative. Given a list of reasons for rejecting the technology, the most support went to the assertion that humans should always be the ones to make life-death decisions. This particular principled reasoning has been echoed in other studies. As acknowledged by scholars, experts, and civil societies, there is no agreement on the definition and interpretation of the term public conscience referred to in the Martin's Clause. It would also be inappropriate to equate results of a single public opinion survey as an accurate measure of public conscience. However, it is also clear that we cannot exercise the requirement of the dictates of public conscience without proactively listening to and taking into account the voice of the public. Based on this year's data, it is our conclusion that the public is reluctant to endorse development and use of LAWs for waging war. However, at the moment, data on the perception of the technology from non-English-speaking countries still remains scarce. Our results also suggest that more systematic international public engagement is necessary to support the requirements set out in the Martin's Clause. As part of our ongoing efforts to understand and engage the public on this challenging issue, we plan to continue to conduct studies in this domain across the world. In the interest of time, I shared with you only some of the findings from our study. I invite you to visit our website, www.openroboethics.org, for more detailed report of our findings.